Douglas, when we talk about things at a national level in terms of the political mood, we're seeing a lot of talk about social cohesion.
Hmm.
We saw the Liberal Party unveil a new policy on migrants, Australian values. Where is the discussion around First Nations people and closing the gap in amongst all of this?
It's taken a bit of a backseat over the years, you could say. Obviously, closing the gap every year, it's almost the same story. Basically, it's been that way for a while now. Yeah, when it comes to closing the gap, Aboriginal leaders who I've spoken to will always say that if it's just governments making decisions for us without us, we're going to keep seeing the same statistics year in and year out when it comes to closing the gap. If we are able to be responsible for our own lives and our own decisions and have self-determination and have the ability to speak our language and teach our culture and, you know, share it with the rest of Australia, we will create a better life for ourselves and future generations. So it's things such as treaties, such as having the ability to hold governments to account when it comes to laws and policies that impact First Nations people. It's those things that Aboriginal people have never been able to do before that they can now do with a treaty here in Victoria, that they will start seeing change, they believe. But it's not going to be instant. We're not going to see it straight away. It is going to take a while to get there, basically.
It needs to be given time to work.
It needs to be given a bit of time. You can't just judge it off its first year or anything like that. But there are things in place that I see in this treaty that can better the lives of Aboriginal people and non-Indigenous people as well.
Just finally, to bring it back to what's happening in Victoria, do you think the Albanese government is watching to see the outcome in Victoria to perhaps then use it as a blueprint for moving forward federally?
I say that they should be. This could, you know, very well be the way that governments and future governments may model off any future, you know, representative body of Aboriginal people, because I think it's brilliantly done down here and it wasn't just done overnight. You know, I was there when they made the apology here in Victoria. Was it late last year, earlier this year? And the atmosphere and the Aboriginal and the energy of the Aboriginal community down here, you can see how massive it is and how hungry they are for change. And they should definitely be watching what happens here. And this is not something that governments should be just using as something that they bring up in their campaign to say, like, oh, we're going to scrap this because, you know, we don't agree. We voted no at the referendum. Well, this isn't the same thing. You know, this is something that's very unique, and this is something that I believe does have the ability to change Aboriginal people's lives for the better. But Aboriginal people in this country are thrown around like political footballs. Like that's just the way it is. Every campaign, there's always something, an Aboriginal issue that they want to scrap something. They want to scrap the voice. They want to scrap the treaty process. So it's going to become an argument in future campaigns, and we know that, but it shouldn't, you know. So I would just implore governments to be a bit more understanding and respectful around First Nations people, because, you know, given the context of what's happened in this country and the disadvantage Aboriginal people have faced, have a bit more understanding about what Aboriginal people want for them and what they believe it can do, not just for them, but for this entire country when it comes to, you know, having treaties.
Douglas, thank you so much for talking to us today.
No worries. Thank you for having me on.
That was Indigenous Affairs reporter Douglas Smith. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria and Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Sebo. And the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.